As residents and rescue workers continue to shore up dikes in Germany, the European Investment Bank said Sunday it would offer loans to waterlogged countries in Central Europe to finance state spending on repairing flood damage. The announcement was made in Berlin, where German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder and other European leaders met to discuss the floods that have killed some 100 people. The development came as Hungary started to feel the effects of the floods that have engulfed large parts of Europe. In a letter to German Chancellor Schröder and other European leaders, the European Investment Bank, the EIB, said it would offer low-interest loans worth as much as $1 billion in total to affected countries, including Germany, Austria, the Czech Republic and Slovakia. With Germany now the focus of the flooding, Chancellor Schröder was meeting Sunday with European Commission President Romano Prodi and leaders from Austria, the Czech Republic and Slovakia to discuss how to tackle the situation. Insurance company Allianz has estimated the bill in Germany alone at nearly $15 billion. The meeting in Berlin came as residents in Dresden and surrounding areas assessed the damage.
Gar nicht gut. Ich muss versuchen, drüber wegzukommen. Aber ich hoffe, weiß ich nicht.
I feel horrible, explains this woman, as she watches her home submerged by waters. I have to rebuild my life from scratch again. My family and friends are helping, she adds. Although the levels of the Elbe River receded a bit on Sunday, helicopters still ferried sandbags to shore up dikes in eastern Germany Sunday. Meanwhile, workers scrambled to protect a huge chemical complex and towns such as Wittenberg, once the home of religious reformer Martin Luther. Dresden authorities were warning that despite the receding Elbe, after reaching its highest level since 1845, it was too early for most of the thousands of evacuees to return home because there was a danger that some buildings may collapse. Elsewhere in Central and Eastern Europe, residents prepared for new floods. More than 20,000 people in Hungary tried to protect dikes along the Danube River, but there were signs they were losing the battle. In Budapest, the Danube was due to reach its highest level in 100 years, and several districts saw their streets turned into rivers. Police officials were having difficulties convincing people to leave their homes. Meanwhile, rescue workers were placing sandbags around other towns north of the capital, including Visegrad. Local authorities fear the former royal center of Hungary will be swamped by water, threatening a royal palace, restaurants, hotels and other tourist sites. The regional environmental center for Central and Eastern Europe, based in Budapest, attributed the historic floods to human activity, including the cutting of trees and plants. Under communism, the environment was not a priority in countries such as Hungary, and construction was allowed to take place near the Danube River. Now people feel the consequences of this policy. Stefan Boss for VOA News, Budapest.